Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving them all,
just
like the $1 million,
but
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Sometimes when I chuckle like that, it reminds me of my oldest brother that passed away. He used to laugh like that. It's kind of funny how genes get passed down through the line. I don't know why I told y'all that. Just wanted to share it with you. That's all. as always, I always kind of ask God to help me, you know. I had gotten off track a little bit because one of the principles of success I want to share with you all today is the law of attraction. And that is a very, very serious principle. It cannot be ignored. The law of attraction, and I'm not going to be able to explain it to you as well as the book Secrets can, or as well as some people. I can only articulate it to you the way that I see it. And the law of attraction is very, very real. The law of attraction is a principle of success. It is something that everyone has to adhere to. Now, whether you know the law of attraction or not, it does not make it not exist for you. This is the case where ignorance is not the excuse. The fact that no one told it to you, there is no pass for this one. The fact that you never heard it before, it does not allow you to do it any other way. So let me see if I can put it to you best I can, the law of attraction. The law of attraction, to put it real simple, is the thing that you focus on, the thing that you talk about, the thing that you think of, is the thing that you draw to you. It's what you attract to you. That's basically the law of attraction. The thing that you talk about, the thing that you think about, the thing that you focus on, whatever it is, that is what you attract. The law of attraction does not differentiate from positive and negative. It only does what it does. What I am saying is this. In the law of attraction, no matter what you think of, no matter what occupies your time, no matter what you say, or no matter what the focus is, positive or negative, the law of attraction knows neither one. It just attracts it. So let's use some examples here. Best example I always use is me. That way I ain't got to figure out nothing. I can just tell you my side of it. I was in a lot of debt one time in my life. This is before any of you knew me. So you can understand, in case you're not I don't want you to think that this conversation is about your income level, cause it's not. It doesn't matter what income level you are. The law of attraction works in all aspects: money, family, relationships, job, career, love. It just works that way. Okay, here's the deal. I kept saying, man, this debt is killing me. I got to get out. That's what I thought was a good goal, to get out of debt. But what I kept saying was, you know, I kept talking about debt. And you know what it kept doing? It kept attracting debt to me. So guess what? So I could get out. That's all. Is that crazy? That is an amazing law to understand. What turned it around for me was I started claiming a life of abundance. God, I am seeking a life of abundance. I want to have more than enough. I want to be able to help other people. I just want to have a law of attraction so that I'll be able to provide my family the lifestyle that I want to provide them. I want Heavenly Father to be able to be an example of your goodness and your grace in my life. That is what I started saying. And guess what? That's what I started attracting. I'm going to have a great relationship with my children. I'm going to be the father that I always wanted to be. I'm going to be a good father. I'm going to be a good husband now. I am going to do the right things. I am going to be the type of example that my sons can look no further and go, I can be like my dad. I want to be able to be a place, a beacon of light and hope for my daughters to come to. That's what I started saying. That's what I started attracting to my life. The law of attraction does not care if you want it to be positive or negative. The law of attraction just attracts whatever it is you focus on, what you think about, the words that come out your mouth. You cannot overlook this principle of success and expect to make it because of the fact that you've never heard of the law of attraction, because of the fact that you don't know how it really operates. It does not make it not exist in your day. You can start today attracting the right things to your life by changing what you say, what you think, what you focus on. Change the focus, change the thought, change the words that come out your mouth, and guess what? You change what you attract to yourself. You have got to ask yourself, why is it, man? Man, let me tell you something. Somebody said to Bishop Jakes one time, they said, man, everything you touch turns to gold. He said, no, I just don't touch everything. Man, is this crazy? Come on, man. He has a focus. He has a focus. See, he ain't just everywhere. Bring me any idea. Let me try that. No, man. He has a focus. He has a law of attraction that's working where he's attracting things to his life that's positive. That he can, now that's not to say Bishop Jakes don't have problems, because we talk often and man, he have them. Oh, please understand. And he's not trying to attract the problems, but what he will attract is the proper solution for the problem. And ain't that all you need sometimes? God did not say that it would be easy. He just said he would be with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? God will make your enemies your footstool. God is powerful, man. His word is true. He do what he say he gonna do. Now, all we got to do is do some of what we say. Cause we ain't going to do everything. Just do some of what we say. Okay, here's the deal. God is going to do everything he say he going to. You and I just got to do some of the stuff we say we're going to do. Because he already know we ain't going to do all of it. Yeah, he clear on that. He clear on that. All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is your man right here, the one and only. Hey, look here. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
Uh-huh.
My girl.
Huh. Yes.
I said my girl. I'm talking about my girl. One, two. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say,
come on.
What can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl. Harder, Steve. I've got so much love.
Bring it home.
What? You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show. The beautiful Shirley Strawberry. The luxuriously beautiful and chocolate Carla Pharrell. The mouth of the South, who happens to be a cutie pie also. We don't hire ugly people on this show. It's too hard on me in the morning. I have made a conscious decision. The only hire ugly people I hire are the next two. Ladies and gentlemen, no. Junior, better known as Kill Space, and the legend that don't even know he ugly, he fine, that is Nephew Tommy. Joining beautiful ladies, as always, thank you so much for your illustrious presence and everything. And y'all, too, do what y'all do. Be ugly and be funny.
Yeah.
Junior,
yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah,
or what is wrong to do anything?
I tell you right now, I tell you one thing, Unc. You know, you do a lot of motivating. You really do, Big Dog. You really do. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't working in here. I know that much right now. All this motivating, all this inspiration you're doing, it ain't working in here. Because I told you this morning, we had a scripture this morning. You ever had scripture just slapped out your mouth? I said, touch not thine anointed. Now, that means either I'm not thine or I'm not anointed. One of the two is happening in here right now. Because she sure put her hands on me. Is what I'm saying. I don't know. I said, touch not thine anointed. Right after that, dead in the mouth, scripture gone. Now, either I'm not thine or I'm not anointed. One of the two is happening in this house right now.
Yeah.
See, I ain't doing all your motivation in this morning. You're not doing that. You're not motivating in here. What I need to stop doing is talking about what you said. I know that for a fact because it has repercussions in this house. It may work at your house. It ain't working in here. I know that. Touch not thine anointed. Right after that, head gone. I'm through. I'm out. Touch
Junior,
not thine. I'm not thine.
What
or
made you think that you was anointed, though?
Because I'm trying to be the head of household. Didn't work this morning. Got it. Tried it.
Sorry about that, Junior. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew will run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're gonna catch an Uber this morning, Shirley. We're going to catch an Uber. Mm-hmm. And that sounds pretty simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, people do it every day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But this is an Uber Hearst, though. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is an Uber Hearst. You know, whatever it takes to get there. Whatever it takes to get there. All right? I'm going to pick you up tomorrow morning.
Right now in Uber. In the Uber right now. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pick you up tomorrow in an Uber Hearst. Let's go, Cat Dog. Uber Hearst.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Sean, please.
Yeah,
that's
me. What's up?
Hey, Sean, how you doing? My name is Brian. I got you on schedule. You ordered an Uber for tomorrow morning. Okay. Are you scheduled to go to the airport? Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I want to make sure you wanted an SUV.
Yeah, I wanted an SUV.
Okay, and that's 9211 West. What is that? Holman. 9211 West Holman Drive?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So I'll be outside tomorrow morning. We're talking about 7 a.m. pickup, correct?
That's it. You got it. Everything's on point.
Okay. All right. So listen, I wanted to let you know this, man. You ordered an SUV. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there probably a little bit before 7 a.m., you know, when you guys order Uber way in advance. You know, we try to get there almost like a car service and make sure we get you where you got to go. And I know the traffic's going to be a little crazy. So, you know, I'll be there on time. I'll be downstairs waiting on you, all right?
I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm a SUV, but it's a kind of a little different. So that's why I kind of the reason for the call. I wanted to kind of give you a heads up that I am an SUV. So I just want you to look for the black hearse that'll be outside.
A hearse?
Yeah, I'll be in a black hearse tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Okay.
A,
Okay.
I thought it's an SUV or a hearse.
No, no, it's a hearse. It's a hearse. Actually, what's happening is I have another drop off at the airport as well. You know, there's a. I mean, it won't affect you at all. But there'll be a body in the back. But that has to. We're trying to get that to the airport too. But you know, like I said, and as a matter of fact, it's
a
actually,
body. Wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, you f***ing with me, man?
No, I ain't trying to ride no body. Well, there'll be a body, but actually, this is costing you less. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to.
Well, I'm supposed to lay down next to this motherfucker, son. What you talking about, man?
Dude, it'll be.
I ain't ride with no motherfucking body.
Hang on, man. Listen, you wanted an SUV.
I'm not ride with no motherfucking body, dude. Are you tripping? Cancel this trip. I'll get another Uber or some shit. I'm not riding with a body, dude.
Okay, if you cancel, that's going to cost you $50.
$50? My man, y'all just downloaded the app. Here's the deal. I know for a fact when you cancel Uber, it's $5. I'm canceling, and that's going to be $5. It's not going to be no $50, dude.
It's going to be $50, sir. It's different when you have.
Look, my man, you can pay me $1,000. I'm not riding with a body. You feel me?
No, I understand you now, but do you want to get to the airport or not?
Look, why don't you lay down next to the body and you drive yourself there next with the body, like in the passenger seat? I'm not doing that.
Tell me what the problem is.
I mean, obviously, you used to driving around with bodies and shit. That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
What's the problem? I mean, you're going to be in the front of the hearse. You're not going to be in the back. We'll put
the body's in the back.
We'll put your luggage in the back. I mean, that'll be fine, right?
Yeah, my man, you tripping, man. This is some crazy shit. You calling the wrong with this crazy bull, dude. I'm not doing none of that. What part of that don't you understand?
I'm going to get you there on time, sir, but it's going to be in a hearse. That's all the difference is, man. You'll be riding up.
I'm riding in a hearse when I'm supposed to be laid out in it. You understand? Right now, you got me up. What kind of phone call is this?
Well, I mean, what's the problem?
Obviously, you're used to rolling with dead bodies and hearses and all that shit. Since when did Uber start rolling with hearses to pick up regular live motherfuckers to get them from place to place? This is some crazy shit. I want you to think, when did you think that it would just be cool as a regular picking up a body and just driving around in the street?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I got two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I do Uber, you know, and I also, you know, work for a mortuary. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but my vehicle is certified and Uber approved it, so I'm able to use it as an SUV as
so,
well.
So you call them and you give them rides to live and they don't have no reaction to riding around with a body in the back.
Well, you know, sometimes there's a few people acting a little, you know, it's a little different for them. I get it, you know. But like I said, the only reason why I'm calling you,
well,
like,
obviously you don't get that shit because you're trying to hit me with a $50 charge that I'm not going for, and you're trying to get me to ride with a dead body, dude. I'm not doing that shit.
So I'll tell you what, bro. I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to get off the phone. Tomorrow at 7 in the morning, me and Tommy going to be there. So be looking for us here.
Who's Tommy, the body?
No. Me and Tommy going to be there tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You understand? Just be ready for that.
Then you and Tommy going to have a problem.
Okay. All right. Tell that to Tommy, though. Because, see, Tommy don't take this too kindly. So tell it to him in the morning.
Who's Tommy? Is he on Uber now?
Okay. You don't know who Tommy is?
No, I don't. Who the is Tommy?
Okay. Do you know Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know nephew Tommy?
Oh, come on, man. Hey. Oh, man. Hey, man. Not coming in a hearse?
No, man. Your boy, you got a boy named Chase that you work with. Chase gave me your number, told me to give you a call.
Oh, man. Yo, I'm going to put that in a hearse, man.
Hey, man, you got to give me one more thing, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, man, I'll pick you up at 7, all right? Be there.
All right.
Thank you, Neff. Coming up next.
Limos ain't the bomb no more. We rolling up in the hearse, boy. Coming up next,
ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, Larsa Pippen, said she had sex with her ex-husband 4 times a night.
Look at my face.
Girl, stop. Every night.
What? Yeah. That's what she said. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I saw this. Yeah. Plus, in other entertainment news, Dale Hughley's daughter, Ryan, shares some advice to people who may be going through a difficult relationship with a parent. Speaking of daughters, Steve, Lori Harvey, your daughter, attended Vice President Kamala Harris's Women's History Month brunch. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from April in Chicago. April writes, my husband's sister has a side piece, and she's got his number saved in her phone as my nickname. Her husband told my husband that me and his wife are texting always. Now, my husband wants to know why. Should I tell my husband that it's not me texting his sister? Should I tell him that his sister is a cheater?
Well, her husband's sister is the one that's cheating.
Yeah,
with
her sister-in-law.
Fake name in the phone. And her brother wants to know why you texting my wife all the time.
Her husband wants to know. Her brother-in-law wants to know why is your wife texting my sister all the texting my wife all the time, and then the wife's husband wants to know it as well.
I'm so confused.
She wants to know. Shoot. All right, here it is. Listen one more time. My husband's sister, in other words, my sister-in-law, has a side piece. She's got his number saved in her phone as my nickname. Okay.
Queen.
Her husband told my husband that me and his wife are always texting, when really it's her sister-in-law and her side piece that's always texting. You got that right?
Okay, so the lady that wrote the letter, her husband then told the sister.
Okay,
the sister that cheated's husband then told her husband.
Yes.
That she's texting all the time.
The two women are texting all the time.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, the wife wants to know, should she tell her husband that her sister-in-law is a cheater?
So that would be her husband's sister that's cheating.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she gonna tell it. I don't know why she wrote us. I don't know what the letter was for.
Yeah,
because there's no way you finna hold this information.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen to me. I'm not texting nobody. Your sister got a side piece and got him registered as me. That's not me. Now, know this when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship with the family is over.
Yeah.
It ain't your sister. It's your sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
It's your husband's sister that's the cheater. That's really rare.
Right.
That ain't real common. Well, used to didn't be. It might be now. Hell,
no, yeah.
Missed a lot.
What are we saying?
They doing the most
right
now. They doing a lot. So I would, if I were you, I would leave it alone because it's going to come out. Because, see, you're not betraying your brother and you're not betraying her. But if she wants to use you, are y'all friends at all?
Yeah, that's the thing. She didn't say. Mm-hmm.
See, if y'all cool, then that's why she's doing it. And you can't betray your girl.
Well, apparently not, since she wants to tell her husband.
We can't do that.
Not
it's
one
a sister-in-law,
time.
So I guess they cool. She's
why is she texting so close to him?
Why she
why
don't have
she
a new
right
code
there texting?
Yeah,
why? Right there up on him. I don't get that part.
Why does she have to use her name?
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why the hell are you dragging me in this mess?
Yes. Right. That's why.
I'm just gonna tell you right now. She gonna tell it.
Because she's sick of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. See, because what you gonna do is you gonna quit asking me.
Mm-hmm.
But now. The only way she would know that is if her sister-in-law told her. I Because she know, the only way she knows she cheating is she done shared it with her. Other than that, she don't know where this information coming from. So she shared it with her sister-in-law. Girl, I'm cheating. Yeah. I got this man on the side. I got him in my phone as you. That's the only way she would know. How else would she know? Because all she would go and say, girl, she said we'd be texting. Do we be texting that much? Well, we really ain't texting that much, girl. My little side piece, my little extra bacon got a little, you know.
But you texting your sister-in-law talking about what hotel? What we meet? Like, what is the text?
This is a crazy one. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, well, we're going to move on. Gina in Atlanta says, I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I met a great guy, but he loves going to the strip club. I finally went with him, and he blew hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Can this behavior be changed, or should I leave him at the strip club with the strippers?
No, it ain't going to change. It ain't change. He ain't changing for you, did he?
Took you in there.
I keep telling you, all men can change. All men will change. But there's only one woman we changing for. It ain't you. Because he ain't changing nothing. How many times I got to say this? All men can change. All men will change. But there's only one woman we'll change for. Now, that woman that he'll change for, it ain't you. So I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
She's upset about the money. He made it rain. No.
Yeah. He hundreds. He not finna stop that. Because when you ain't there.
No.
I want you to understand something about rain. I want you to let me teach you something biblical about rain. Okay. Rain does not fall from heaven without a return.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
There is nothing that comes from heaven that don't get a return.
Okay.
So when you're in the club making it rain, there gonna be some return.
Wow.
And this return don't come from heaven. Hello.
It make me feel so
heaven
dirty.
I have nothing to do with the strip clubs. All right.
It ain't got nothing to do with it, but I'm just telling you that, you know, when you make it rain, you want something in return for the rain. Yeah. These dudes ain't throwing this money in the air for zero. They want something. You got to shake it in my face, up against my mouth. Something.
I go for
yeah.
Come on, glitter.
Yeah, you go for the wings. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Dominique in Piscataway says, my husband's...
Why is that barbecue sauce all over the top of your head? I got it. Yeah. I think she has it on the wing.
Dominique in Piscataway says, my husband's closest friend is a lady he grew up with. Their closeness did not bother me because she dates women. My husband is fond of her new girlfriend, so now I am bothered. Should I keep an eye on these three or trust him?
What does your instinct say? I done told you about these damn friends. God, I'm not answering this no more. Do like you want to do. Go on, trust me with your dumb ass.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, during the reunion of Real Housewives of Miami, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, Larsa, said that she had sex with Scottie 4 times a night or 28 times a week. Take a listen.
She just said,
I had sex 4 times a night every night. I never had a day off for 23 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Your poor vagina.
No. You had sex 28 times a week.
Yeah, I swear.
For...
but with
23 years?
Yeah.
So on the road too, when he was traveling?
I don't know. We never spent time away from each other. Like, we have private plane. I travel with my kids.
Girl, stop.
Well, here the problem I have with it.
What?
And you still got a divorce.
For all that work.
It was too much.
Yeah.
He still left your ass.
28 times a week?
Yeah.
Junior.
4 times a night.
Yeah.
And just I'm like locking her out this room. Said. I'm locking that door. You're not doing this to me.
I know it's important because he had road games.
Thank you. But she said, you heard her say they had private jets. She traveled with the children.
Every road game.
That's what she said.
Somebody got to be school on Wednesday. Somebody.
Nah.
No.
Anyway.
That's got to be unhealthy. That's got to be.
You think it's unhealthy, Tommy?
4 times a night? Every night?
I love that the men's
that's not true. It ain't true. You've done it 4 times a night a few times. But every damn night. I got to go to work.
That's her story.
Right.
Dog, every night while we've met. Dog, I ain't sick.
Now, remember, they were very young when they got married. She was very young when they got married. Remember that?
I don't. In my 20s. I don't care. That's a lot going on.
It is a lot. I agree.
And that's a family reunion in here.
I was in my 20s, wanted it 4 times a night and couldn't get it. I don't feel like it gone. I got ain't no headache.
Yeah.
Ain't no. Come on now. You know what's happening with a woman's body occasionally. We got to factor that in.
Too.
You got pre, then you got post.
Right.
Man, one of my best jokes I wrote was about that. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting up in there, this marriage I was in, I was struggling, man. You had premenstrual, messed up for that week. Then menstrual, messed up for that week. Then had post-menstrual, messed up for that week. Yeah. 3 weeks out the month, something wrong with you. Now, week number 4, you looking at me like, what's wrong with you? The hell you think wrong with me? Because I've been dealing with your nutty ass for 3 damn weeks.
So there's too much and there's too little.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the week four, I'm on mine. Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. Larsa, is dating Michael Jordan's son, Marcus. You know that.
They doing it 4 times, too?
She didn't say that. She just said he wears a size 15. And she... Yeah, 15.
You're going to kill this little boy. Lord.
Well, girl, so what? He wears 15.
Said,
Scotty got some big ass feet too. Once again, Bill got a divorce.
You know what else?
Yeah, I know what else. You need to quit looking for men based on their shoe size.
She said she would change her last name to Jordan from Pippen if they got married.
Oh, Lord.
Say what now? What'd she say?
She would change her name from Pippin to Jordan if she and Michael Jordan's son Marcus got married.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Ain't that the whole goal?
Understood the assignment.
Now she gonna marry the baby?
Hey, no, baby, a grown man. What are you talking about?
You mean Michael's baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well,
I'd like to be at that wedding right there.
With some popcorn.
Waiting. All right. We're done with this, right? We're moving on now. The king of comedy, D.L. Hughley's daughter, Ryan, posted a message about her relationship with her dad. She says, quote, "If you found yourself in a difficult relationship with a parent, know that even though you can't see it, it can get better." Ryan went on to say that she and her father forged a deeper connection between her daughter and D.L.'s granddaughter, Nola. She also noted that she and her dad began to have the most amazing conversations, and her heart is full. D.L. responded to his daughter's post by saying, in part, "When you have your kids at a young age, you don't know much, and it takes time to get it right. But when you do, it's the sweetest, most genuine kind of love."
Yeah. Wow. All
right, man. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. That they were able to work it out, everything. Yeah.
That's good.
I could relate to that. It's hard, man. Uh-huh. It's hard when you have kids young. It's hard when you out there trying to make a way for them and then you can't be present. I was guilty of that.
Yeah.
I feel that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hardest job of the world. Finally, in entertainment news, Steve. We've got to give a quick shout out to Lori Harvey. I think you know her. She was one of the attendees at the Women's History Brunch hosted by Vice President Kamala Harris and Glamour Magazine. The Vice President discussed economic empowerment for women, paid leave, and a brighter future.
Lori Harvey.
Congratulations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was really proud of that moment. For herself, as she should be.
Yeah.
And we talked about how she even got the invitation. Oh. And we both came to the conclusion it was nothing but grace. Sometimes mm-hmm. some stuff happened to you, people don't like it. Why she up there? Why she gonna cause it grace?
Yeah.
Cause it grace and favor. Favor ain't fair.
That's right. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, March Madness. Did you guys know this is a busy time for urologists? We'll tell you why right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, March Madness is also the start of vasectomy season. This is a short-lived period each year when a lot of men choose to schedule their vasectomies around the NCAA basketball tournament. According to urologists, these guys recuperate from the procedure by watching a couple of days of back-to-back games. Now, medical experts say March Madness is a good time for a vasectomy because men can watch the game, have their legs up as they heal. Typically, it's several days of healing, but the pain is minimal, they say, and you want to take it easy to minimize any risk of complications. So here's a question for the guys. Your thoughts. Do you know anyone?
I'm not doing all this for Duke. I'm not going down there. Not for Kentucky. I'm not.
But for Houston,
Big
what
blue.
About for Houston?
No. Right,
right. No. So, do you know anyone who's done this during March Madness? You do?
Yeah, I got a couple of frat brothers that done it, and they did it right before March Madness and sat on the couch on some ice or frozen peas or whatever and wrote it out. That's how they do it.
Are they happy about their decision and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they glad they did it. I just can't. I can't do it.
Yes, Steve.
Well, let's take the oldest person on the show so we can straighten this little nutty ass myth out and give you the real reason.
Literally.
Most men get vasectomies in March during March Madness because after Christmas, New Year's Eve, and Valentine's Day, and the money they done spent, they make a conscious decision. Ain't no more damn kids coming up in here. And this is a good-ass time to do it.
Yeah.
See, you got to understand the reason for the vasectomy. Ain't nobody talking about this in the study, but I've clinically figured this out. The money that we spend at Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, and Lord forbid one of them birthdays is in there. By the time March get here, we have suffered through a quarter of financial despair. That's when we make the decision, we don't need another damn mouth to feed up in here. Give me the V. V.
That makes sense.
Give me another V. V. Give me a V. V. What's that spell? Vasectomy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, we've learned so much today, Shirley. All right.
Oh, man.
Coming up, thank you, Steve, for clarifying. You're welcome. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girls, what advice do you have for me in dating black girls? Because I keep striking out because I'm too white. Thanks, Steve. Love you, man.
Well, I got two things for you. When you say too white, I've never been that before, so I really don't have any advice for you on being too white. I've been accused of being too black before. Never been in the too white zone. So
the opposite of
Be proud of whoever you are, whatever you're doing. Be proud. Take pride in yourself. Tanning is a suggestion I might try.
Really?
Unless your whiteness is you're referring to your soul content and your actions. Like, for example, if you try to date a girl and go over their house and you bring a dish, you can't take pumpkin pie over there. That's too white. You know, you got to know that that's just too white. You can't bring the dressing to Thanksgiving and it's in a box called stovetop. That's too white. We don't do that. It's just some things you can't do. Just because it's a mistletoe hanging, you can't kiss everybody under the mistletoe. That's grandmama. Grandmama don't want that.
That's too white.
The other advice, if you do land a sister, buckle up, hold on tight.
Come on.
You in for the ride of your life. And this is not a sexual connotation. I'm talking about all the rest of it. You are going to be questioned about things. And I think you're trying to date some of the greatest forensic scientists ever created.
Yes.
And they love to have a good time. Let me give you the upside to dating sisters. I don't think you can find nobody more beautiful. I don't think they come any sexier. I don't think you can walk any better.
Come on.
I don't think, man, that when they love you, you could get loved anymore. So that right there is what's special about them. And that's not to say that's not the case with anybody else. I said you will get it in a way that you may have never had it before. Not saying that other people are not capable of that, but I'm commending my sisters because I know what they do. That's all I've ever had. I know they talk about when you become well off and all this, they always go somewhere else. I've been at that crib the whole time. I don't know nothing else.
Right.
I appreciate them. I love when the sheets go back.
Mm.
What happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
Took a turn. Just took a turn.
Because it was so much empowerment.
It was so positive.
All these tones is under that darkness. Lord have mercy.
Are you listening, Howard?
Different shades and tones. Each area has a different tone to it. That's what I mean. Most that I have been with been at minimum tricolored. I've always had a tricolor woman.
Yeah.
three tones. Some mostly four. Because you got the skin, then you got the mouth, then you got the disc, and then you got home plate. All of them is different. Glory.
Jesus! I think he's talking to Howard the Motown. I think he's talking
to Howard.
He's in the zone. He's in the zone. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Howard, for your call. And thank you, Steve, for all that love. Coming up next, it's the prank phone call for today with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after. It's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, please close the windows and doors. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Okay. Yeah, in just a few. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nav?
Well, got a little problem, Shirley. We made a catering mistake.
What?
And we're going to try to fix it. You know, every now and then, you know, caterers might make a mistake. So this is a catering mistake. This is pretty deep right here. We served rabbit instead of chicken. That's what we did. So it's you know, I mean, you know, it happens. It happens, all right?
Catering now.
It happens every now and then. So cat dog, if you would, this right here is the catering mistake. Catering mistake. Let's go, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tammy, please.
This is she.
Hey, Tammy, this is Dexter over here at catering. We catered your Aunt Bridget's...
yeah, that's right. How you doing, Dexter? It's good to hear from you.
Okay, good, good. I'm going through the paperwork here, and I know we have an invoice for you all. I wanted to reach out to you. This is not a bad time, is it?
No, this is a good time.
Okay. So, first of all, did everybody enjoy everything that we put out for you guys?
Yeah, we had a good old time. My Auntie Bridget, she was so happy. There was no better way to bring in her 60th birthday party. We had a great time. The food was delicious. We are so grateful. So thank you so much. You and your team did a bomb job.
Okay, good deal, good deal. I was here when they loaded up the van and everything, and I wanted to make sure, I wanted to follow back up. But listen, I'm looking at the paperwork, we had a little mishap. And I wanted to let you know that we're not going to charge you guys for the chicken because they made a mistake and they put the wrong pan on the van, and I noticed that the chicken was actually still here. So we want to take that off, and that won't be on the invoice. So I'm taking the entire cost of the chicken will be completely taken out. Okay.
Real quick, let's back up a bit, because we had a lot of people at the party. We definitely had chicken. We had chicken.
Yeah, I know you had your order smothered chicken, but like I said, the guy put the wrong pan on the van, you know, and actually the smothered chicken was actually still here, here at the shop. So, you know, like I said, we made a mistake. I'm going to take it off, and that'll probably knock a couple $100 off of you all's price.
Hold on, Dexter. So what are you saying? So what were we eating if it wasn't smothered chicken? What was it?
Well, Miss Tammy, like I say, you know, I got on this kid for making this mistake. I got on him real bad about it, for, you know, putting the wrong pan on there. But like I say, what you guys had was a chicken.
What was it, though? That's what I'm asking you. What was it?
Actually, what he put on there by mistake, Miss Tammy, that was rabbit.
What? You can't be serious right now. Are you out of your rabbit mind? Are you serious? You're calling
no,
me to tell me that your team put the wrong tray on the truck and then served it to my family? And you're trying to call me about $200? Are you serious? What? More than that? You owe me more than that. You don't know who the is allergic to that, and you're calling me about $200? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I wanted to credit you all that. You know what I'm saying?
No, and it ain't gonna be no credit. It ain't no credit. You mean credit? Bridget could have died. Monty could have died. Lucia, we got kids in there. You don't know our dietary needs. Are you crazy?
Well, I mean, but you say you liked it, though.
It don't matter if I liked it. I can fall out tonight, stupid.
Oh,
I'm getting
okay.
A attorney. I'm done with this. This is stupid. And who the want to eat Bugs Bunny? Does that right to you? Huh? Are you stupid? I'm so annoyed right now. Seriously. So we ain't no woods people. We ain't no country people. What's wrong with you?
Okay, but y'all liked it, though, right?
No, but you going to like my foot up your though. That's what you going to like. I'm going to be there later because your is stupid. Your is stupid. My foot going to be up your and your going to be hopping around like a rabbit. The rabbit that you served me.
Okay, let me ask you this here now. Ava, Miss Ava is your mama, right?
What the my mama got to do with this rabbit What she got to do with this
Okay. See, your mama got me to call you. This is Nephew Thomas from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Baby, tell me, your mama, Ava, Miss Ava, got me to pray for you.
I am so sorry. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Ate chicken in.
Say,
good morning.
This
is crazy. Y'all crazy. Y'all are going to get it. This is crazy.
Oh, man. All right, Tammy, tell me this, baby. What is the baddest, yes. And I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You all right,
oh,
baby?
My gosh. Yes. I'm just so glad I didn't have rabbit. I'm so glad.
I don't know nobody better at it than me. I just don't.
I don't either, though. I don't either.
Modest much?
You know. My boy Isaac Carey used to say, quit tooting your own horn. I'm sorry, Ike. I just don't know nobody better at it than me. I just, ooh.
It's getting on your nerves now.
It's getting on my... But you know what, Junior? I think in the dressing room when we get to Dallas, you know, we're going to have a little rabbit and some chicken. That's what I think. Just a little mixture, you know.
Have a sign.
You got to have a sign. We'll have a sign. Now, the sign might fall, and you might not see it until after you get through with your plate. But, hey, we got a sign, okay? We're going to have a little bit of rabbit, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm up here playing. I need a caterer for my dressing room. I ain't even thought about it. Tell them where we're going to be, Junior.
April 1st, Texas Trust Theater, Dallas, Texas. That's where we're going to be at. Yeah, get your tickets, AXS.com. Go and get them. Nephew Tommy, Monique, Dominique, Rodney Perry, and myself going to be in the building. That's what we're doing. With Rabbit, obviously. That's what I just found out.
Coming
now I'm
hearse.
In a hearse now.
Coming in a hearse.
Yeah. And now I'm having rabbit. I don't want to do this.
We roll up in the hearse, come around back, jump out. We're going to bring some friends with us. They'll be in the back of the hearse. We're going to roll. We rolling in with our little entourage. They'll be in the back of the hearse. Me and Junior jump out the front.
How many people in your entourage, Tommy? Because I don't have nobody.
Okay. You ain't got nobody. We just put my security in the back part.
You got security?
Oh hell.
What?
What?
Big time baller shot.
What?
You woke
what?
Up the sleeping giant. Yes,
boy, he got driver Junior.
Yeah, no, he got everything.
Junior, you don't know who you touring with.
I do not know. He said security up for your crazy.
You ain't got
who?
You ain't got no security, Junior?
You ain't got no security, Junior.
Dog. I'm driving myself up there. What you talking about?
Boy.
Dog, I'm going to walk in the back. That's it.
Junior, yeah, you touring with Roy Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot.
Nephew Tommy got security.
What?
I think he's got.
Who is fighting to topple you is what I want to know. Who the hell? What?
Junior.
I didn't
know. Understand. Junior. When you in the Ready for Love,
that's what it is.
You've been on TV seven seasons.
That's what it is.
You on stage, radio show every morning, 9.5 million people. Junior. Junior, why you think I announced him in the morning, the legend that he is Nephew Tommy?
That I see now, big dog. I didn't know.
Boy, he half right. He half on.
Stop.
It's Oprah than him.
Hell yeah. Oprah. They don't even mention Stedman. They just go Oprah.
All right. All right, coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is, please close the windows and doors. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Yes, it could. Mm-hmm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, please close the windows and doors. Dear Uncle Steve and Aunt Shirley, I'm a 24-year-old student and I still live at home with my parents. My parents had me when they were 18 years old, so they're still young, fly, and very much in love with each other. I love hanging out with them because we listen to the same music and we get along great. But there's a huge issue that I'm having with them, and I made jokes about it, but they don't seem to care. Sometimes it's fun to be cool with my parents, and other times it gets to be too much. I'm allowed to smoke weed in the house because it's legal in our state and it helps me with my cramps. I'm allowed to have my boyfriend stay overnight, but he's got to sleep in the guest room. I'm allowed to use profanity and I can express myself any way I choose to around them. I appreciate the openness, I really do. But what I don't appreciate is how open they are with me. My parents' bedroom is below my bedroom and they have sex darn near every day. It doesn't have to be at night. I can be getting ready to go to work at 3 p.m. and they are in there going at it with the door open. They've jokingly told me to stay upstairs if I don't want to see or hear it. But what they don't know is I can still hear it, and so can the neighbors probably because they have the windows up too. I've been sitting in the hot tub on the patio and I've heard my parents having sex loudly on a Sunday afternoon. I would love to move, but I can't afford rent and my car note. It's their house, but don't I deserve a little respect as long as I live here? The jokes about it aren't working. So would I be out of line to ask them to close the door and the windows during sex? Sorry to say this, but nope. You have no rights. You have no rights. It's their house, period. Your job is to be grateful you have a nice place to lay your head and to get a job, some kind of job, save your money so you can get a place of your own one day soon. I know you got your rent and your car note and all of that, but, you know, that's up to you to get out, get a job, and get your own place if you don't like what you're hearing. But I do understand. I do understand what you're saying. I hear you. You feel how you feel, and and your feelings are valid, but until you can move out, your hands are tied. No child has ever been comfortable with catching or hearing their parents doing it. I don't know any child who's comfortable with that. Most kids think it's disgusting, even though that's how they got here. I get that part, but that's what grown people do, and parents do it too, okay? You know that at 24. Of course they should close the door, but they might be doing it to help you. They know you don't want to hear them. They're not, you know, they're not that caught up. I think that's their way of helping you into trying harder to move out. They want you to start being more responsible and to get out on your own. Remember that even though you guys are really close, you and your parents are really close, they are not your best friends. They are still your parents. And parents everywhere have this thing about, this is my house and I do what I want to do in my house. If you don't like it, you can leave. That's just how parents are. But I say this, look at the bright side. I know it's embarrassing, but at least your parents are in love. They're making love. They're not arguing. They're not yelling. They're not trying to kill each other. So there's that. Steve?
Well, your last statement, they're not trying to kill each other. You don't know that. I'm just going to start with that. Well, interesting letter. So as I was listening to the letter, I figured, you know, I do numbers all the time. You 24-year-old student, you live with your parents. Your parents had you when they were 18, which means your parents right now are 42. 42. That's young to have a 24-year-old. In the house living there. That's young, man. So they still young, fly, very much in love with y'all. And I love hanging out with them because y'all listen to the same music. Because 42 years old, that's hip-hop. You hip-hop. Y'all listening to the same music. Way different from me and my kids. Way different. You know, we get along great, but there's a huge issue that I'm having with them, and I made jokes about it, but they don't seem to care. Sometimes it's fun to be cool with my parents, and other times it gets to be too much. And why is that? Because I'm telling you as parents that are listening to this letter that we're about to read, your child really wants a parent. Your child really wants to be parented. I tell all my kids, I like you. We can do some friendly stuff. But all your friends is up at the school. I'm your damn daddy. Now, let's just be clear about that. Ha, ha, he, hell. We can ha, ha, he, sometimes, but I'm not your friend. I'm your parent, and I'm going to play my role. But I'm allowed to smoke weed in the house because it's legal in our state, and it helps me with my cramps. No, that's not why you allowed to smoke weed in the house. You allowed to smoke weed in the house because that's what they do. If it was illegal, they'd let you smoke it. They letting you do whatever they do because they ain't trying to be your parents. They focusing on being your damn friend. This going to get old, and I can see that it already has.
All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, please close the windows and doors. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, please close the windows and doors.
This woman is having a problem. She's 24. Her problem is with her parents who are not parenting because they so busy being her damn friend. They had this little girl at 18. They are now 42 years old. She's 24. That's young. She likes hanging with her parents because they have a good time because they listen to the same music. That's the hip-hop generation. Got it? I miss that. My kids miss that. They know good hell well when I get in the car, you know what we're listening to. Daddy, can we listen to something else? No. Daddy, you heard Lil Baby's new one? Nah. I don't know who Lil Baby is. Del Baby, that Del Baby. Black Baby, White Baby, New Baby. But now she has a problem. Because she says hanging out with him is cool with my parents, and other times it gets to be too much. I'm allowed to smoke weed in the house because it's legal in our state and it helps me with my cramps. No, you allowed to smoke weed in the house because that's what they do. If it was illegal, they'd let you smoke weed. I'm allowed to have my boyfriend stay overnight because that's what they did. They had you at 18. At 18, that means that the sex was going on before they was 18. So that's what they did. But he's got to go to sleep in the guest room. Like he ain't snuck over there in the middle of the night. Hey, hell, he gonna stay in the guest room. I'm allowed to use profanity and I can express myself any way I choose around them. Because that's what they do. They cussing around you. My kids can cuss around me now. That was the age when they lived in my house. That ain't happening. But when you move out the house and you come back over, you can cuss. Now, you need to understand something now. Uh-huh. There's no way you can out-cuss me. Come over here cussing if you want to. I got some combinations you're not quite familiar with. I put it together. Mm-hmm. But what I don't appreciate is how open they are with me. My parents' bedroom is below my bedroom, and they have sex down there every day. It don't have to be at night. I can be getting ready to go to work at 3 in the afternoon, and they are in there going at it. You know why? Because they your friends. They ain't your parents. With the door open, they've jokingly told me to stay upstairs if I don't want to see it or hear it. But what they don't know is I can still hear it, and so can the neighbors probably, because they have the windows up too. I've been sitting in the hot tub on the patio. I've heard my parents having sex loudly on a Sunday afternoon. I would love to move, but I can't afford to rent and my condo. It's their house, but don't I deserve a little respect as long as I live here? The jokes about it aren't working, so would I be out of line to ask them to close the door and windows during sex? Shirley said you can't cause it's your mama's damn house, and technically she's right. But see, y'all friends, though. Friends get to talk to friends like they want. I think you should sit them down as friends and say, Mom, Dad, the hell going on? I would use another word. But they allow you to cuss. This sugar honey iced tea y'all doing is some bull. Sugar honey iced tea. Because all these fudging neighbors is listening to y'all upstairs fudging. And they can hear it. Mm-hmm. Now, fudge, y'all need to stop. This is embarrassing. This sugar honey iced tea gonna have to stop. Because you two ends is just too damn much. Since they let you talk any kind of way. Okay. But now, here's what you're going to have to do. You got to move. Yeah. You got to move. Yeah. And I want to say this to you, young lady. You're obviously in school and stuff. You're 24. Sometimes parents teach us what not to do just like they teach us what to do. I have a lot of boys that come to my mentoring camp who are from fatherless homes who have vowed when they have a child, they're not going to do like their father did them. So when you do have a child and you're obviously waiting, remember these moments and remember the feelings you have. It's cool to be cool with your parents, but even you at 24 still want to have some guidelines. You want some parents. And this letter is for parents. Just listen to this. Stop trying to be your kids, damn. They need guidance and love and discipline. They would appreciate that more than you sitting up smoking weed, cussing with them, having sex with the damn dope.
Wow. true. All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry
since
Letter.
Since they really young, what you could do is you could film and then post. So that's what they do now.
Then they stop. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior with Sports Talk right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
You know, Shirley, you know, they have a men's tournament and a women's tournament right now, March Madness. And let me just tell you, number one, Stanford didn't already fail. The ladies of Ole Miss, the ladies of Ole Miss have knocked off Stanford. They was the 8th seed. Stanford was number one seed. 54-49. South Carolina keeps their perfect season going. Come on, Don Staley. Yeah, they still.
South Carolina going to win it.
They're going to be a perfect season. If they pull that off, they ain't lost a game this year.
Wow.
Man. So,
they're not going to lose. Have you seen South Carolina Gamecock? I get five men go down there and get our ass whooped.
The girls can ball. Girl
they can
power.
Ball, man.
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Also, man, in the men's tournament, man, you know, you got
Michigan State still in it up. They beat Marquette, seventh seed, knocked off number two Marquette. Sweet 16 is set for this weekend. Here we go. Number one, Alabama versus San Diego State.
Alabama. Yeah, oh, no, they're going to win it.
Number six, Creighton over Princeton. Six and 15, Creighton and Princeton.
Princeton's still in it, man. Them boys, they know how to move that ball around. Uh-huh. But Creighton kind of play like them, too. So, that will be no upset, Creighton.
Here go one, University of Houston, Miami. It's going to be a game here.
Miami cold, man. Boy. Sorry, Houston.
What?
You done lost your mind.
Wait a minute.
You out your rabbit ass.
Did y'all see Miami last night?
Yeah.
Have you seen Houston?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here go one, Texas and Xavier. Who you got?
Texas.
What you love about Texas, Unc?
That coach. Got them boys playing together.
Yeah. Here go
Texas
one,
Texas ain't no joke, man.
Arkansas and UConn.
That's going to be hard, but Arkansas finna walk their ass. Some country ass boys.
He goes, Gonzaga and UCLA. How does Gonzaga stay in here every year?
I want UCLA to win.
Uh-huh.
But they college teams at Gonzaga, yeah, they probably win.
Yeah. Okay, he goes the last one. What do you think about this? Going to be a game here. Kansas State and Michigan State.
Michigan State. Steve Smith's son play on the team, too.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, what about this, huh? FAU and Tennessee.
Man, do you know that FDU almost got their ass last night? They just fell apart.
That's all it was.
Man. So FAU and who?
Tennessee.
Oh, no. Tennessee finna mop them, boy. Tennessee finna surprise.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, this woman on social media, Steve, needs some advice. She says her husband doesn't respect how hard she works every day. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, this is from Sky on Facebook. Sky says, for the last couple of years, I've been working remotely from home, and I love it. My husband is happy to enjoy the benefits of me working at home, but doesn't realize how hard I have to work to maintain our house and get a full workday in. He's constantly asking me if I can do errands for him or get stuff done around the house that I just don't have time for. How do I get him to recognize that I actually work really hard while he's off at the office? How do I get him to take my job more seriously?
Just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
See, but stop all that extra for 30 days.
Yeah.
Oh, then when he come home, don't do nothing extra. Just do your job, because that's all he doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it don't get done for 30 days, and he coming home with all these registered complaints, just say, I was working.
Yeah.
I was working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just because you work from home doesn't mean you don't work.
Right, like she ain't working.
Like I got
right.
time. All right, Steve, we'll move on. We have time for one more. This one's from KJ on Steve Harvey FM. KJ says, hey, Steve, we're getting ready for a road trip this weekend with a few friends. It's a 6-hour drive. There are concerns about who controls the music that's being played. Conventional wisdom said it should be the person who's doing the driving. But in this case, that person is a massive blues music fan. We don't want to be sad in the car for 6 hours.
God,
but he's the one with the car big enough to fit 5 people comfortably. What are the music rules when it comes to road trips? I love the blues.
I don't want to hear them for six hours.
I love the blues.
Yeah. We're driving.
They're going to be crying the whole trip.
Right.
We played the blues all the time. My daddy and I was the most depressed 8-year-old. My homework ain't ready. I ain't got no excuse. I tried to do it all. And I ain't got nothing for you. You on one of these reasons why I ain't turning in this work. I could tell you that my dog, he done ate my homework. Got the 8-year blues. Matter of fact, I'm not going.
You're not gonna go on the trip.
No, if you play any blues, let me out. Hey man, we stop for gas. I'm gonna get out the car, play all the blues you want.
They got to reach some sort of happy medium, because it sounds like it's going to be a fun trip without that.
Yeah, the blues the whole time.
The whole 6 hours. Got to mix it up a little bit. What if they made a mixtape or something, Steve, with some blues, but a little bit of everything?
We got to do something.
Mm-hmm. Where you going to make this mixtape at, Shirley? Where you going to make that at? They don't make mixtapes no more.
Somewhere. Buy it. I don't know.
Where you going to put this cassette at? Where you going to put this cassette?
No, you know I wasn't talking about a cassette. However,
the actual cassette tape. Right?
They don't even have a CD section no more.
Isn't that crazy? So maybe they could download. They can download different songs. And
put some pranks in there. Them pranks will get you where you're going. I promise you, they'll get you where you're going. Get you about 10 pranks in there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, y'all got to
break it up a little bit.
Yeah, y'all got to listen to some comedy albums or something.
Put some comedy in there.
The blues, though?
I love Bobby Blue Bland, but damn.
Oh, my favorite.
Thrill is gone.
Yeah, it is.
Who making love to your old all day long?
Brown liquor music.
And Junior, that wasn't even blues what you just sang.
Huh? No,
that wasn't even the blues.
Not heavy, huh?
All right. Look, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so happy uncuffing season, everyone. It's still cold, we know that, in a lot of areas in the country, but spring is officially springing next week, or this week, I should say, and that means it's breakup season. The holidays and cold weather months are known as cuffing season, but since spring and warmer weather are on the horizon, relationship experts say breakups are on the rise as well, because people feel more inclined to interact and exchange with the outside world, including, get this, including new people. Sunshine makes people happier, makes people more adventurous, and just like cleaning out your house, people are more inclined to clean out their personal lives as well.
Yes.
So, you know, can you guys give some tips on both men and women on what to say when you break up with someone?
We ain't breaking up. I can't say nothing. I'm with the same person.
Okay, we know that.
I'll help you out, Trent.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Junior.
The job moved me to Sweden.
That'll do it.
I can't
you
do
ignorant,
that.
Junior.
How about I just don't like you no more? How about that?
Oh, God.
Don't be mean. You don't have to be mean.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
Tommy.
I don't like you in the summer. Okay, how about that?
Go ahead.
Come on, Steve.
I think I'm finna have a heart attack, and I don't want you to go through this.
No, please.
You planning it?
That's too over the top.
Got it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Sorry, not sorry. All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life? Or would you rather always be surrounded by annoying people? Alone or surrounded by annoying people?
Oh, well, that's my life now.
You don't have to say everything that comes to your mind.
Yes, you need some things to yourself.
No. You have no filter.
My bad, I'm sorry.
You want to do over?
Pick one. Pick one.
I'm gonna just go on and stay with these annoying ass people around me. I got some
right,
great
guys.
Coping skills.
Think about a rodeo. Would you rather be a clown who distracts the bull, or would you rather be the cowboy who rides the bull? So the clown or the cowboy?
I'm that clown all day. I'm not getting on that bull.
You scared?
I'm getting in that little tire that the clown get in, and I'm not coming out of that either. I'm just that clown that won't work. I'm just stuck in that tire.
You're not even doing your job.
No.
What, Steve?
Oh, I'm the clown.
Oh, you're the clown.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And my suggestion to you is before they open that gate, stay on top of this damn bull, homie. Get your full eight in, jump your ass off, and get up on this railing, because this where I am. I ain't even on the ground. I ain't in the tire. I ain't in the barrel. I ain't in none of that. I'm up here on the guardrail. Hey, man, hang on.
You can't fit in the tire, Steve.
I've been
give me the makeup, all that.
Yeah, the chaps, everything.
Give a damn! I sit up there with blackface on and at the damn rodeo as the clown. Yeah, I sit up before I'm out there on
blackface.
That bull. Yeah, I do it in a heartbeat before I get on that bull.
The black person with the black.
Yeah.
But I introduce the rodeo the real homie, the clown. You're right. Nah, I'm not getting on this damn bull.
Oh, man. I take my hat off to those that do, though.
Because he going to throw me off in the chute.
Yep. Break your back.
Right. Would you rather make love with the lights on, or would you rather make love with the lights off?
As long as we doing it, it don't matter.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like pitch black.
Yeah.
You don't like what?
You think pitch you know
black.
A person.
Oh, pitch black.
Yeah, that don't work for me.
What?
I need to see something. I done won. Let me see.
I done won.
Let me see what I won. What? All these dinners and all this here. And then you just what?
Yeah.
What? No. Cut this light on. Let me see what, you know.
Okay.
Let's see what marks is at. You know.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right.
Everybody all right. got marks. You can see mine.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day. Welcome back, Carla.
Thank you.
You had some shout-outs. Where were you? What were you doing?
I was in New Orleans. Serving the community, Sister Strut, New Orleans. You know, raising awareness, breast cancer awareness. You know, it's not just in October. We want to raise awareness every month.
Long.
And
right.
our home station, FM 98 WYLD, they host Sister Strut in the spring. So they asked me to come out, so I hung out with our New Orleans radio family. So
hey,
thank you, Uptown Angela, A.D. Berry, Wild Wayne, iHeart Media, New Orleans, FM 98 WYLD.
What you eat, Carl?
Let me tell you, I had barbecue shrimp and grits. I had gumbo with the dark roux, nephew Tommy. I had bread pudding. Let's see, I had trout. It was a lot.
Where were you gone a day?
Yeah. 2 days, Friday night. You gotta eat as soon as you get to New Orleans. Yes, and beignets, baby, beignets. So it was yummy.
Real beignets.
Yeah, you know the food is good in New Orleans. Good people, good food. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well,
hey, listen, I want to share something, y'all, for my closing remarks. I don't know if I did this recently, but it's something I've been working on and figuring out. Even at this age, man, I'm still trying to get it right. And I'm talking about my spiritual side. You know, look, man, there's nobody perfect. There's none perfect, no, not one. It amazes me when I hear people talk about how they live their life according to the scriptures and according to the Quran or according to the Torah, and they live their life. Well, you try to live your life that way. You can't do that every day to the letter, to the mark. You just can't. I don't care who you are. And if you hear somebody saying that, that's not true. That's just not true. And I was thinking of my role in life. I was watching this man. I'm not going to give him any juice, but he's a pastor. And he was just talking about Joel Osteen. How he's not preaching the word and how he's not this and that. And I find Joel Osteen to be incredibly inspiring. Because Joel Osteen's calling may not be like this other preacher's calling. Your calling may be to preach fire and brimstone. Maybe it's what you set up to do. Maybe Joel Osteen's calling is set up to inspire people to live the best life they can have while here. He knows there's an eternal life. You know, most faiths do. But this guy is talking about how to live your life here. You know, Bishop Jakes is that guy who tries to teach you how to live the best life you can here. Because you can go to heaven when you die, but suppose you're here for another 50 years. You know, ain't nothing good supposed to happen to you until you leave here? I find that hard to deal with. And the man directed something at me. I was online, and this young kid that's supposed to be this holier-than-thou person
was talking about me online, and he was saying that I'm supposed to be a Christian, but yet and still I pay attention and give honor to all faiths. And I do. And I do. Because, see, my calling is not your calling, brother. One of our jobs as a Christian, if that's what you say you are, is we are supposed to love everybody. The God I serve don't tell me to judge everybody. He requires that I love my fellow man, that I help my fellow man, that I treat my fellow man with respect, love, and dignity. That's what I'm supposed to do as a human being. It's not my job to judge. So yeah, I respect all faith. But the key word here is faith. Faith is the operative word in all religions. It's faith. There ain't but one God. There is only one. Now, if you believe in another God, then, you know, miss me. I don't know nothing about that. That's not what I do. Now, am I a follower of Jesus Christ? 100%. 100%. But if you're a follower of Jehovah, who is God? If you're a follower of Yahweh, who is God? If you're a follower of Allah, who is God? Man, I'm with you. I'm with you. Do your faith. It is not my job to tell you what's wrong with your faith and you ought to convert to my faith. That's not my job. That ain't my calling, man. I'm sorry. So why are you talking about me, man? Try to understand where I am. That my job is to respect and honor and love my brothers and sisters, wherever they are, whoever they are, whatever decision they make. It ain't matter. I got news for you. It ain't your job to judge. You ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in. You don't. So why do I care? But I'm telling everybody out there, man, live your life. You got to do you. You cannot tell me that all those people in other faiths, they are doomed. Nah, you can tell me what the Bible say, but you ain't the judge. You don't know at the end how it's set up. You know, if they don't have that version, what you want them to do? So I'm just saying to people, man, out there, get with your faith. The key word is your faith, and it ain't but one God. Honor your God. And what we got to do as people is learn how to respect one another. We done made a mockery of this whole thing here in the United States with the Democrats and Republicans, the far right and the far left. We don't know how to get in the middle and just let you do you, because that's what I'm going to do. From now on, I'm just going to do me. And if you don't like me, fine. Then go like who you like. Okay? Those are my closing remarks today. I don't expect that to help nobody today, but it did me. So thank you. Hey, talk to God today. Love to hear from you. See y'all tomorrow. Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.